NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Lucas.
Hi, it's Alex here.
And we are KTN, which is Kitten, and we're here to talk about our new four-track EP, Cakewalk.
Let's talk about Cakewalk. What is the name Cakewalk? Because there's no tracks on the EP.
It's like something to do with our internal way of processing the music. And for us, the process of making it was divided into two sets of tracks. So half of that kind of relates to cake, celebration. And then for me, the other half kind of relates to like movement and dance, which is where walking kind of comes from. So that's kind of how I interpret it and use it as a way to like reflect the EP. Channel 2 was originally a track I produced under the name Alks. At the time, I was listening to a lot of SoundCloud music and a lot of like up-and-coming producers. So people like Basenji and Wave Racer and Ryan Hemsworth and everyone that he was promoting under his label. And that was what kind of inspired me to make that track and make it in the style that it was done.
Yeah, I sort of did a melody over the top with the vocoder because I sort of thought that was like quite a good pop song or something, you know, underneath it. And we sent it back and forth, and it took us like a year of back and forth. Is there any reason why you put that track first? I sort of thought it was the most banger one, but
I think it felt like a good way to introduce us and what we were doing.
Thank you.
Drag Me Home. I made that while listening to a lot of this. I think he's a Canadian artist called Jack J. And Jack J makes this kind of, well, he made this really great, like, lo-fi kind of house kind of disco mix. And he recorded, like, a lot of guitar and bass and piano. And I think that really inspired me at the time, which is why it might be the only track that has kind of live instrumentation on top of it. This was the last track that we kind of finished.
This one changed a lot, right?
This one changed heaps. And I remember when I put it together, it's kind of like a puzzle or something. And when you get the pieces and Lucas gives you his pieces, and then I start assembling it. And then once I figured out the puzzle, I like just couldn't stop listening to it. Like with Lucas's like new vocals on top, and then figuring out how to arrange the drums, I just found it so satisfying.
And that, yeah, so that is the most recent one that we've done. Yeah, that was it was really good, because when you sent me that track, I think we weren't too sure if we were going to do anything with it, and so it just felt really easy because there wasn't any sort of pressure. So I just like it only took me an afternoon or something to do my part on that, and
yeah,
sent it straight back.
Because originally I made that as an Alks track, and it just like never made sense.
Bring on the breakfast, set your alarm clock. Bring on the gravy.
this was a good closing track, eh? Because it's quite... I think this was the first one we did, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
This is the very first one we did. We recorded this in 2015, even.
Mm.
Like, I did, like, the roughest vocals for this. And then I got Alex to re-record them. This is the one we treated my vocals, eh? So on the other tracks, I used a vocoder, and then it's, like, pretty much just my vocal dry, but on this one... I wasn't there, so I don't know what you did, but you definitely made me sound like a weird, sexy, low, computery version of myself.
Yeah, roughed it up and then smoothed it out and then roughed it up and smoothed it out again.
Until, something happens, something good happens.
Yeah, I wrestled with it, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Because of fun, so.
I gotta meet you with a. 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 I gotta meet you on the other side. Reminded me I'm just low down low. I gotta meet you around the corner side. Smiling but kept on the down low. You can talk to me or you can dance with her.
Long player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.